Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Umm Salma Ibrahim. Most Nigerians are not aware that President Bola Tinubu has approved the takeoff of the first phase of the consumer credit scheme, meant to provide them with an opportunity to enjoy life while paying for it in installment. In a statement on Wednesday, Special Advisor to the President on Media and Publicity Ajuri Ngalale said the Nigerian Consumer Credit Corporation, Credicor, had launched a portal for Nigerians to express interest in the scheme. What do Nigerians stand to benefit from this scheme? How will it work? What is the process of obtaining the credit? Ajuri Ngalale unbundled all that there is to know about the scheme in an interview with TVC News.
Sorry, the NIN number is going to be the singular and most and primary identifier of every Nigerian borrower within the new consumer credit architecture that is being established by this president. That's number one. Number two is appreciating that if you are a bank, you are, you know, having a Nigerian with a bank account, right? BVN number, NIN number, all in tow. They are going to, apply for, consumer credit, obviously through, Credit Corp. That is the consumer credit corporation, the Nigerian Consumer Credit Corporation that is now led by Managing Director and CEO Engineer Uzoma Nwagba. All right. Now, once you register, what is now going to happen is you're going to be in a pool where you can now be essentially eligible to go through a process that would allow you at the end of the day to access a credit facility from a bank that is working with Credit Corp that you would have originally registered with. In the initial phase, we have phase one, which has already started, which in effect allows our people to go to Credit Corp's website. That is, and I want to be clear, it is credicorp.ng, Credit Corp. .ng. If you go there now, you will see a tab on the page that says register now. You click on it, fill in the blanks, all the information, and you will now be registered to join that pool of those who will be able to access consumer credit through our partnered banks when that process fully kickstarts well before May 29th. The deadline on that registration process for that phase one is May 15th. 2024. So between today and May 15th, 2024, eligible Nigerians, right? Nigerian citizens, if you have a NIN number, you have the data that is being requested of you on that website when you register there before the deadline and you'll be eligible to access credit as phase one kicks into implementation over the next few weeks or so. So we want to be clear that this is going to be a phased approach. We're not simply throwing something out to the entire country and expecting it to work on day one. We're being very systematic and very pragmatic about this. We're beginning with an understanding that a major part of our problem as a country in terms of our development progress has been the fact that the civil service and the federal and state bureaucracies have often been manned by individuals who are facing an economic system that essentially asks them to find millions of naira for rent, to buy a house, to buy a used car or a new car, to buy household appliances, and for several other uses. You find that when a civil servant, for example, is in that situation, the natural tendency is to find money by any means outside of their legitimate income, which is why you now have issues like corruption and fraud within the public sector that had become rife and unfortunately a part of our national reputation over time. That is something we're working to reverse. This is a major part of reversing that. How this is going to work is that because we understand that if we can get due process right within the federal and state bureaucracies, and we can get contractors receiving all of their funds without having to pay kickbacks to civil servants who are in desperate need of resources because an economic system tells them they have to pay for everything up front, then if they now have access to affordable credit and access to cars, houses, and all of the various things that they would require to make their lives better within the ambit of their legitimate incomes, they're not going to be in a position to aid and abet corruption at every given turn, as we've seen over the last several decades. So the president is pragmatically focused like a laser in phase one on our civil servants, both at the federal level and at the state level, ensuring that they are able to not only register, but access consumer credit to take the burdens off of them in such a way that we can have some level of normalization and regularization and standardization within the processes affecting, value for money and contract execution, whether it's in the roads development sector, rail development sector, agriculture, housing, and all of the other sectors of the economy that depend on a public bureaucracy at the federal, state, and local levels that actually function well. So this is the phase one priority of the president. Now, let's also be clear that over the course of the next few months, while civil servants will be, kind of the first beneficiaries of this process predominantly, we are working very assiduously to ensure that it's opened up to the entire general public by the beginning of next year. That is first quarter of 2025. But by May 29th, we will be able to convey to our people the number of beneficiaries that will be benefiting from the initial pool of registrants in phase one. So this is how it's going to start, and this is how we're moving forward. Now, on to the more technical issues. If you are a borrower, all right, because we're working through banks, the Credit Corp is not going to be a retail lending institution, meaning that you are not going to go to a Credit Corp branch, for example, to obtain a credit facility that will allow you to pay your rent. That's not how it's going to work. Credit Corp is going to be a kind of a big brother institution to the traditional financial institutions we know, the deposit money banks that we know, the microfinance banks that we know. They're going to be in a position where they can provide two major forms of lending in the beginning, right? On the one hand, they're going to be providing guarantees. Guarantees essentially of finance to the deposit money banks in the country, the major generation banks that we know. They're going to basically say, okay, you have this many registrants, those who are in the portal, on the Credit Corp portal, who are interested in consumer credit, right? They are obviously account holders within your various banks, okay? They have BVN, they have NIN, they have all the things that they need to be able to access this credit after they've registered on the Credit Corp website. Now, essentially, what Credit Corp is going to do is the banks will say, okay, we might be a little strapped because we have, for example, 1 million people looking for, credit facility, right? And they're saying, well, we can actually only handle, 500,000 or 750,000 of those, credit applications. Credit Corp is now in a position this is actually wholesale lending. They're in a position to essentially on-lend a quantum of funds to the bank that is partnering with Credit Corp to ensure that those who are in the waiting line who have not yet been given their credit facilities because the bank is a little bit too strapped to provide the credit facility to all of the applicants that have accounts within that bank, they can now say, okay, we will give you, whatever it is, 20 billion or whatever the case might be to ensure that we satisfy the demand within that bank. So it's a big brother institution that's going to ensure that the credit system is functioning the way that it needs to and that it supports the retail banking industry to be able to support these facilities in a way that does not encumber the Credit Corp institution with too much additional responsibility and bureaucracy so that their functions are streamlined, it's clean, it's clear, and there's not any kind of convolution with respect to their functions, with respect to how they engage with other stakeholders in the financial system, including the banks.
Let's now hit the streets to find out what people know about the new consumer credit scheme.
No, just hearing about it for the very first time.
I have never heard about the consumer credit scheme, so I can't really say anything about it.
Wow, this is my first time to hear something about a consumer credit scheme. So this is my first time, honestly. I didn't know anything about them before, but it's interesting.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Media Trust. On today's episode, we are looking at the Consumer Credit Scheme recently approved by President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. We've heard from the special advisor to the president on media and publicity what to know about the scheme. Now, let's find out from Mr. Nwachukwu, who is a financial analyst, to know their take on the potential impacts of this scheme.
So we're talking about the Nigerian Consumer Credit Corporation that has been launched by the federal government. So starting off, as a financial analyst, briefly, what's your take on this? What do you think about this scheme that has been launched by the government?
Well, it's a good one. We need more than such programs, and we continue to beckon on governments to do more than what it has done to improve the disposable income of Nigerians, and also to see we tackle issues around low credit to GDP we are currently facing. So it's a good one that government have put wise to set up a scheme of this nature that gives access to Nigerians who are qualified, eligible to access funds and be able to spend within economy.
Now, how do you think this can operate, especially with the fact that the Nigerian market is saturated by loan sharks, many of whom are unregistered? So how do you think this would operate with the loan sharks we have everywhere?
Okay, yes, this is why we need this scheme much, much more than any other schemes, in the sense that it's going to bring the sanity and decency in credit system market. Yes, ma'am, there is a need of credit system in our economy. And that is why you have a lot of private sector-driven credit facilities. And this is what the government is actually coming to put a base and give some level of sanity the way it should be run and the way it should manage. So it's a good one that federal government really get up with this very scheme and to see how it can at least serve the demand and the demands of these credits that Nigeria has on daily claim. That one has as a need to be able to meet the basic needs. So a good one that sanity will be seen in the market, and we will see some level of stable play that what we have those who have some standard schemes or standard credit facilities that are at their checks after Nigerians and doing some illegal forms, so the way I'm at, they go about recovering their money. Yes, this is going to set the standard in the credit system. Thank you.
All right, so still on trying to get their money back, we see that these loan sharks encounter challenges with Nigerians who actually have a problem with paying back loans. So what measures can the government put in place that would guarantee them to get their money back from Nigerians? Because they even owe loan sharks.
Of course, you know why it's totally different and it's going to set that standard. The standard here is because individuals that are eligible for the very facility that can access are classified individuals who traceable source of income or traceable working place. Even as we speak, their salaries are tied to loans, so there's no way they can escape their repayment plan. So that's why it is a standard practice, and it's not going to go like the ones you see some of this private sector run in the society. So this is a standard, and I'm very sure there won't be this level of default. You may have, yes, I know, definitely we'll see how one or two people perhaps will default. As the scheme is dying, the way it is designed, you're going to, if not zero default rate.
That's all we can take in for today. Do not forget that you can listen to or download these and other episodes of the podcast on Buzzsprout.com, DailyTrust.com, TrustRadio.com.ng, and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on a number of FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Umm Salma Ibrahim. Bye for now.